Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, as a pastor, I love summer, but I can't wait till summer goes because the body is vacationing so much and there's so many, and there's time with families and it's important, but I love it when the full body is here. Amen. Not that each part isn't important, but there's some parts that are missing. Amen. So pretty. What's that whistling sound? Oh, okay. I just was making sure it wasn't our mics. That's good. That's cool. We're good. No problem at all. I thought there was the mics was whistling or something. All right. Amen. You know, we just finished a 7-week series, and we were speaking on the gifts of the Spirit being active in the body of Christ. And this isn't message number 8. We're moving on. Hallelujah. Right, we're moving forward. But it's built off of where we've just been, and in a continuation, not necessarily as in the no profit without manifestation, but that it's important that we as His children, as the body of Christ, bring all of our gifts in and let them be active and busy in the kingdom. You're needed. Each and every one is needed for the body of Christ. You know, I got this this statement from Lonnie Hilton this week, and it really ministered to my heart. Lonnie's the vice president of Faith Christian Fellowship. And the statement he sent me, he said, it's not us versus them or who dropped the ball. A better question is this. What can I do now to make a difference? You know, what can I do now to make a difference? The writer of the Paul says in Galatians 6:10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to the household of faith. Amen. In other words, last week when we were talking about putting the gifts of the Spirit to work in the body of Christ, today we're going to talk a little bit about stewardship. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1, the Word of God says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ in stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. Then shall every man have praise of God. I want to focus your attention in this short verse in verse number 2 today. The Word of God says in verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. The word stewards comes from the Greek word oikonomos. It's spelled O-I-K-O-N-O-M-O-S. Oikonomos. Oikonomos, one of the words for oikonomos is an agent. We're an agent or a representative for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he says, moreover, is required in his agents that a man be found faithful. The title of this morning's message is Progressive Assurance Agency. Progressive means advancing or moving forward. We're talking about the kingdom. Blessed Assurance Agency. All right? We're agents for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with the assurance. Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit. Spirit washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Hallelujah. Amen. So in this blessed assurance agency that we're talking about in the Spirit, we're flowing in the Spirit. And as agents for the kingdom of God, we're to be reliable, respectable, and responsible. Amen. You know, we have an insurance agency that insures Greatest Freedom Ministries, Brotherhood Mutual. And in Brotherhood Mutual, all right, as an agent for Brotherhood Mutual, there's a statement in here that says, if integrity, stability, and service are important to you, you'll be glad you chose Brotherhood Mutual. We look forward to serving you. Amen? And in other words, just as this is an insurance agency that covers this building and this property that God has entrusted us with, you and I are part of a progressive assurance agency. These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life, that we have an assurance agent. We're agents representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So he shows us in our text today that, hey, we got to be reliable. In other words, he's entrusted us with something valuable. We got to be respectable, that we honor him in what we do. And we got to be responsible for what we've been entrusted with. Are you with me this morning? So let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of your word. Does somebody have a clip? I'm losing my string here. I tried to pull it and it's pulling. Does anybody have a clipper or anything, a pair of scissors or anything in their hand? No, I got my own Bible. All those pocketbooks and nobody has a little clipper? All right, we're cool. I don't want to choke myself. Fingernail clipper, anything will work. How many people does it take to cut a string out of a piece of Bible? No, it's keeping.
Well, it keeps going. Just rip it.
There. Hey. Anyway. Hey, I'm tough, man. You ought to see me. If you didn't witness, I just broke that string. Whoa. Okay. By the way, this is my new preaching Bible that was a gift from Tom and Nellie for Father's Day. So I just want you to know that. Thank you. Amen. All right, here where were we? Let's lift the word together, and we're going to ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word. Are you with me, everybody? Say, I believe this is written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in the house today. So, Father, I pray that you speak to this vessel, Father God. Speak with clarity and understanding, Father God. May we all be bettered by the hearing of the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. So we're part of that. This is a great, progressive, advancing, moving assurance agency. And as we're flowing in the Spirit, now I thought that was kind of cute. I guess it was me. If you don't know me, I am kind of corny. Amen? And that's okay. Amen? We all have different types of personalities. Amen? God ministers in different ways to different people. My thought is that I don't know if you've ever seen Flo with her little white outfit and the progressive and the and whatever. I think if we're progressive, we're part of a progressive assurance agency, and we're going to be flowing in the Spirit, and we're going to learn what God's Word says. Amen? Amen. Amen. First, I read in here, it's more of it's required of an agent that his agents be found faithful. So look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy 1. And we're speaking about reliability or being reliable as agents, as stewards. Last week we talked about out of 1 Corinthians 12:28, and where he set some in the body, first apostles, secondarily prophets, and thirdly teachers. And then after that, the working of miracles, gifts of healing, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. And the word where he had there that he set some, it comes from the Greek word tithemi, which means to ordain or to put in place. Okay? So in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, we find that the Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy, his son in the Spirit, the Apostle Paul writes to him in verse 12, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." That putting into comes from the same Greek word tithemi that we find in 1 Corinthians 12:28, where he set some in the body of Christ. And he said, one of the things I want you to get a hold of in this is the apostle said, he thanks Christ Jesus our Lord who enabled me. It wasn't the apostle Paul. It was by the grace of God. There's something about the grace of God, that the grace of God is bestowed upon you and I. And that Paul was accounted faithful, and he was placed, or he was put in place, or he was ordained in the ministry. So I want you to look with me in 1 Corinthians 15 and to what Paul says about this. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, at the end of, towards about the middle of the chapter, Paul was talking about him being the least of the apostles, that he was one that was born out of due time. But he says in verse 10, and I want you to get a hold of this today, that we're ministers of grace, that we're agents for this progressive assurance agency for the kingdom of God, and we're agents by the grace of God. Amen. It wasn't what I did to deserve it or earn it. It's by God's amazing grace. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." I am what I am. You're the only you there is. Paul recognized, hey, no matter what, I'm me. You know, that's what I've said. I don't make excuses for being corny because that's just who I am. That's who I am. And in other words, that's my personality. And if I wasn't corny, if I didn't come over on Sunday mornings and I haven't had an opportunity yet, for example, and pick on Diane, she would think something's wrong with me. I haven't picked on you today. What's up with that?
Oh, no, you mad at me?
No. See? She's expecting me because that's my personality. And she picks back. Amen? But Paul said this. He said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain." In other words, God placed something on him. God placed him and set him and put him into something, and it wasn't in vain. And nothing's going to happen in vain today, because God said his word will not return unto him void, that it will accomplish what he sent it to do. Amen? And somebody's going to get a hold of this flowing in the Spirit, that it's a progressive move, that it's advancing, that we're not sitting still, You know one thing? You can't, it's harder to hit a moving target. It's easy to hit a sitting target. I'm telling you what, if you're a marksman, you can hit a sitting duck pretty easy. But it's hard to hit a moving duck. Amen. In other words, amen, we're moving for the kingdom of God. God's talking about us advancing. Amen. We're progressing. And he says, it was not a bait, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but by the grace of God, which was bestowed, which was with me. Amen. In other words, by his grace. Look at your neighbor and say, it's all about grace. Your gifts are grace. Amen. It's not something we earned or something we deserved. Even when we came to Jesus, it was for by grace we were saved by faith. That not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest I should boast. Amen. In other words, all God's saying is this, will you just open up and let me work through you? Amen. I got some people in this world I want to touch. I got some people in this world I want to get a hold of. And I want to go right to you because you've got the personality that's going to draw them to you. Each and every one of us got a different network of people that are drawn to us. And God just wants us to be agents for his kingdom, to be vessels that the Lord of glory can pass through by his grace and his mercy and work through. Amen. Amen. That gets me excited. That gets me excited. You know what excites me? That in this grand, big, great big world that we live in, that God chose me, that God chose you, that God has a plan to work to you for his kingdom and his glory, and he calls you his agent.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the problem with the body of Christ so much, we try to go around being secret agents. Secret agent man. Amen. We're not secret agents. Amen. We're to open our mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember when Mike came here to sell us on Brotherhood shirts. And when he came to bring us, to get us to buy and purchase this policy for this church and this building and this property, and he met with the board, he was showing us all these benefits we had, that we were covered. No matter what came our way, we were covered. And the Holy Spirit and God wants you to know, as his agents, no matter what comes your way, you are covered. Right? You're covered with blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God. All right, something with his water,
spirit.
Oh yeah, born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. Hallelujah. Gotcha. This is our policy. I wasn't as tough as I thought I was. Amen. You know, if something comes and hits this building, all I have to do is look in this book, and I see where I'm covered. I see no matter what happens, I'm covered. No matter what happens, look in the book, you're covered. And as agents, what we're doing is, hey, we're peddling Jesus. And guess what? It costs nothing. He paid the price. I don't have to pay the price. You don't have to pay the price. He paid the price on the cross of Calvary for you and I. Amen. He purchased the policy for you and I. But all he is saying to you and I is, hey, you got to receive it. In other words, if the building burned down and I didn't call Brotherhood, Hello? I think you might get it. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. This is Paul's encouraging his student Timothy again. And chapter 2, verse 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." In other words, what the Apostle Paul was saying to his student Timothy, even though you're covered with this policy, even though you're covered with this provision, you're going to go through some hard times. And what he was saying is you need to endure hardness as a good soldier. In other words, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And we're advancing in the kingdom. We're not withdrawing. We're moving forward. I love that song, Moving Forward. Not looking back. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over. In you. All things are made new. I surrender my life to you. Hallelujah. Amen. And that we are agents in this progressive assurance agency. We're flowing in the Spirit as agents. And as agents, we're to be reliable. Amen. And you know, somebody in the house is relying on you. Amen. As you therefore do good, do the house, you know, do good unto all men. Okay, here we go. Not only reliable as an agent, secondly, respectable. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 19, what? Question mark. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Paul said in Romans 12, he said, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable." Holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your good and your reasonable service. So Paul said, hey, that we're going to give them our body and our spirit. Amen. My Bible's getting an operation. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Wow, this is going to flow a lot better. I don't have the strings of the past holding on. Hallelujah. We could say no strings attached. Can anybody get happy in the house of God? Come on, let's know it. Hey, come on. This is good stuff. Because it's Him. All goodness comes from Him. Hallelujah. He says, you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, which is the Lord's. So we look at our body in our spirit. So first let's look at the body. Look with me in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse number 11 says, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." Look to your neighbor and say, there's something about that grace. Amen. And he says, yet we're to glorify him in our body and in our spirit. And the spirit isn't the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit of man. So let's look with me, in 1 Corinthians 2. The Apostle Paul kind of illustrates this a little bit. In verse number 11, the Word of God says, for what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. But he says the spirit of man. In other words, there's the spirit of God and there's the spirit of man. Your spirit of man is your conscience, your will, your senses. Amen? That's the spirit of man. Amen? And we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind that we may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, I got to make my body a living sacrifice. I'll have to let the spirit of man come under the control of the spirit of God. It's a battlefield. It's a battle. The battle is a constant battle. It's a constant battle between the spirit man and the flesh man. Amen. And we do have a will, and we do have a spirit man, and we do have, by nature, it's a sinful nature. Because we're born into the sinful world, so we have a sinful nature. So it's a constant battle. And what the Apostle Paul was saying to his student Timothy, and what the God and the power and God is speaking to you and I today about, as being agents for this progressive assurance agency or for the kingdom of God, as we're flowing in the spirit of God, that we're reliable. We mean what we say what we mean. We do what we say. We're men. We're ethical. Amen. We're responsible. We're responsible. In other words, we do what we say we'll do. Amen. It's called integrity. Amen. It's called integrity. And that's what God is calling us to do. That's why he's raising up. That's why he has it. He's not telling you about these are all the rules that you have to go by and do this. What he is saying to you and I is he knows everything. He sees the beginning and he sees the end. And he's formed a plan that you can walk triumphantly, victoriously in his plan. In his plan. And no matter what comes your way, you have blessed assurance that you're insured by the kingdom of God, by his word, that you have a policy with him. And he's not a man that he should lie. Amen. That we walk in covenant, that we call it walk in agreement with him. Amen. Amen. And as his agents, what we're doing is relating the blessings that flows. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. I'm not here to tell anybody how bad they are. I'm here to tell you how good Jesus is. Amen. Hey, there's too many people telling people how bad they are, and they're chasing them away from God. They're not drawing them to him. I want to tell them how good God is. He is good all the time. He's a good God. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ever asked for or even expected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation purchased by God. Bought in the Spirit, born in the Spirit and washed in the blood. Come on, sing it again. This is my story. Now, congregation, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Do you see how the Father just intermingles with that? That when you get that in your heart, He can't help but enter into that. He can't help but enter into when we trust His Son. Hey, amen? So he's saying in this progressive assurance agency, as we're flowing in the Spirit, we're to be reliable, we're to be respectable, and we're to be responsible. Responsible. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse number 20. The Apostle Paul says, "Oh, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee." Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, there's something about that grace. And what the Lord was speaking to me and the Lord was saying to me is, there's a whole lot of babbling that's going on in the world today. There's a whole lot of confusion that's being taught by the house of God, what's right and what's wrong. Let me tell you something. There's no gray area in the Word of God. He wrote it in black and white, and He purchased it with red, and that was the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. There ain't no gray area in the Word of God. We can't be listening to all this vain babbling because there's a lot of babbling going on. There's a lot of babbling. And God isn't the author of confusion. He's a God that does things decently, and He does them in order. God always has an order of things. Hallelujah. He says to you and I in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 13. He's writing to a student. We're all how many are students of the gospel in the room? Let me see a hand. Amen. We're all students of the gospel, so we can receive this word as written to students. He says to them, "Hold fast," in verse 13, "the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us." Amen. Amen. That good thing. That good thing. That policy, amen, that promise. All the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. God is not a man that He should lie. He said it, He'll do it, amen. We have this policy. And as His agents, amen, He says, hold fast sound words of doctrine, amen. You know, as a matter of fact, in further on in verse number 14 of 2 Timothy 2:14, he says, "Of these things put in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers." He said, "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." But here's what I want you to listen to. "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." They will increase unto more ungodliness. What is God saying? This is my story. This is my song. Hallelujah. Right here. He goes, this is my story and this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let's sing it one more time. Blessed assurance. Is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. So what is God saying to you and I in closing today? That we're all part of this progressive assurance agency. As we're flowing in the Spirit, he's called us to be reliable, respectable, and responsible. He says in 1 Peter 4:10, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards, oikonomos, agents of the manifold grace of God. Look to your neighbor and say, hey, there's something about that grace. Amen. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I is just simply, amen, amen, that he's entrusted us with some precious and wonderful gifts. The greatest gift of all is salvation. And I believe everyone in the room knows Jesus, so we're not going to go there. But what we're going to do is, this is a progressive assurance agency. It means to progress means to advance or to move forward. And we're going to put that song on again. And if you hear the call of God that's on your life, what I want you to do is, can we just all stand? I'm not looking at you. This is between you and the Lord. You know, this is answered. And what we're going to do is, if you're ready to step into the call that God's placed on your life and answer that call, all I just want you to do is, when you fell in love with the Lord, just start moving forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not looking. What a moment you have brought me to such freedom.
I have found you, you're the healer. You make all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back. To declare to you, the past is over. You, things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. Moving, moving forward. Oh, oh, oh. You've risen with all. Hallelujah.